This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 16th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
All right, the next item is item number 11, draft notice of availability on Reg 2015-4, independent spending by corporations, labor organizations, foreign nationals, and certain political committees, Citizens United. And we have with us Esther Gorey and Amy Rothstein of the Office of General Counsel, and of course, Mr. Noti. Ms. Gorey, thank you.
Thank you, Chair Ravel, and good afternoon, Commissioners. Before you is agenda document number 15-35-A, a draft notice of availability in response to two petitions of rulemaking submitted by Make Your Laws PAC, Inc., and Make Your Laws Advocacy, Inc., and Craig Holman and Public Citizen. The petitions for rulemaking asked the Commission to issue new rules and revise existing rules concerning, one, the disclosure of certain financing information regarding independent expenditures and electioneering communications, two, election-related spending by foreign nationals, three, solicitations of corporate and labor organization employees and members, and four, the independence of expenditures made by independent expenditure-only political committees and accounts. The draft notice of availability seeks comment on the petitions for rulemaking and provides instructions to the public on how to submit comments to the Commission. If the Commission approves a draft notice of availability, the Office of General Counsel requests authority to make any technical and conforming changes. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions you may have.
All right. Are there questions for counsel? Commissioner Hunter.
Yes, thank you. Ms. Gorey, is this the identical to the petition that was submitted by Chair Ravel and Commissioner Weintraub on June 8th, 2015?
The substances. There may be some minor differences, but the substance of what the petitions ask for is.
There are minor differences?
There may be. I think that both of the new petitioners added information, sort of preliminary introductory information about themselves and what they're doing. So if you look there, you know, it identifies that it's Craig Holman and Public Citizen and what they're doing. So, and there may be other things like that. I know that the original petitions that were considered in Reg 2015-02 referred to those petitioners, and there might be places in the new petitions where language wasn't, you know, pronouns weren't changed or something like that, but the substance is the same.
Okay. And that petition, my understanding is that petition was withdrawn by the commissioners on, I believe, June 25th. Is that correct?
I don't recall the date, but yes, it was withdrawn.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chair.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll make the same motion relative to the 90 days versus 60. I guess in terms of giving technical and conforming edits, we can't edit the actual. I just noticed that at least in the Public Citizen one, they left in the language, we are therefore taking the unprecedented step as members of the Commission of petitioning the Commission to revise and amend its rules. I for the sake of clarity, we want to make sure that with this motion, we are not making Mr. Holman an honorary member of the Commission. Just for the sake of public clarity, but I will move approval of this document, which is agenda document number 15-35-A, which is a draft notice of availability on regulation 2015-04 relating to independent spending by corporations, labor organizations, foreign nationals, and certain political committees, and that we change the 60-day comment period to a 90-day comment period and authorize General Counsel to make any technical and conforming edits that may be required.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, do you have that motion?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Are there any questions, comments with respect to this motion? All right. Hearing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Madam Secretary, that motion passed by 5 votes, and pursuant to the directive, Commissioner Walter will submit his vote. at a later time.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I was actually afraid to say anything before the vote, but I just will make very briefly want to express my appreciation to the petitioners. I'm pleased to see that so many persons are interested in these important issues, and I hope we get a lot of good comments.
Thank you. All right. Well.